It's 6:16.
Wow, it's wonderful to be with you. I just rebooted the whole computer and we're ready to roll here. Okay, so here is some Albuquerque reportage of Trump. Trump is picking up a lot of new supporters, and the reason for that is that the enemy of my Hillary is my friend, if that makes any sense. Hillary is seen as some sort of, have you ever seen the movie Alien? Blade Runner. Hillary is seen as some sort of a perverse. She is like an android. She's like part human, part machine, but you don't know what part of her is machine, you know? But she's also breaking down, so the, her attempt at immortality through transhumanism is not really working out, and hopefully she's got an Obamacare backup. I just heard for the first time ever, just maybe a week ago, when I was collecting some weird news for today, that there are some people that say that Hillary's got a serious drinking problem. I have no idea about that. I've never heard it before, but new news for me. Anyway, so Trump came to Albuquerque, and the left came and shared their hatred for him. Check it out from Fox News.
There in camera, we might as well get an update of what's happening there on the ground. Jonathan, can you hear me?
Would you say something like 100 protesters are left over at just a couple hundred yards and the the Manchester police moved in at Rockwood Road. I have to say, the Albuquerque Police Department did not look to me like the best prepared. A lot of the cops that were...
The Albuquerque Police Department did not look to me like the best prepared. This is coming from Fox News.
Facing a barrage of rocks and bottles, were not equipped with riot gear at all. They eventually, though, did do a very good job moving the crowds back, as I said.
Not equipped with riot gear, but let me tell you, if they had a chance, they would have picked off a few people with some shotguns and rifles.
We're now a couple of hundred yards from the convention center itself. You can see the lines of police right up there, trying to push this crowd back. We've also seen a couple of patrol cars jumped on by some of the protesters. As far as we're aware, Brett, no arrests outside the convention center.
No arrest. I know you can barely hear this, but all right. So here is on veterans protesting Donald Trump. And I'm looking at the date of this. So it is last night.
Tonight, dirty tricks. Donald Trump has made it a cause to say he will improve the lives of American vets. You may remember that in Iowa during the vote there, Mr. Trump held a benefit for veterans. Trump campaign says it raised almost $6 million, including a $1 million donation from Mr. Trump himself. But yesterday in New York City, a small group of vets demonstrated against Trump.
All right, that is another story which I'll get to, but I want to get to this, what's going on in our own dear state. And I've got a couple more clips on this one. So here is... Here's a little bit on the protest up in Albuquerque. He's visited our own land. We should be very, very thankful. We need to thank the stars, et cetera. Check this out. Carl Cannon.
Yeah, it's pretty raucous. The rally inside this convention center was a raucous one. At least six times, protesters in some cases had to be dragged out of the building. But outside the parking lot, it at times had all the makings of a potential riot. There is tear gas in the parking lot as we speak. Earlier in the evening, demonstrators outside tried to break their way into the building, trying to knock down a door. They were unsuccessful in that. There was rock throwing, name calling, and a lot of scuffles. At one point, there was a shot fired. There was a bullet that shattered a glass window of this facility. At one point, a vendor with Trump T-shirts and hats had his table overturned, and someone tried to set that on fire. At another time, there was fire, quote, thrown at some of the mounted police who were trying to control the crowd. This has gotten particularly nasty and is still ongoing. Most of the people inside the building aren't being let out because of the tear gas just a few moments ago. while tonight's rally was going on, while all that was happening in the parking lot, Washington State has just closed its ballots. There were several rivals, former rivals, on the ballot still. They didn't get their names off, but they have all withdrawn now. So effectively, Donald Trump will walk to a win, you know, uncontested in Washington. With his path to the Republican nomination clear, Trump has begun ramping up his counterattacks on Hillary and Bill Clinton in the wake of her attacks on him as a sexist and a misogynist.
I keep hearing about this woman thing. I think I'm doing really well with women, but what do I know? I want to set records with women, not with men. The hell with the men. I don't know for a fact that Hillary's going to be allowed to run. She's got a thing called an FBI investigation. I see this lowlife. She puts on an ad. Did you know that Donald Trump was rooting against housing because he wanted housing to go down because he wanted to buy? And they've got some clip of me from many years ago where I'm saying, yeah, if it goes down, I'm going to buy you. I'm a businessman. That's what I'm supposed to do.
Trump today fired back at Clinton and the left for suggesting that he has not made good his pledge to donate $1 million to veterans groups.
I raised almost $6 million for the veterans, including putting up $1 million of my own money. I had no obligation to do anything or to do so, and I get nothing but bad press from the dishonest media. It is absolutely disgraceful. Why don't they look into the Clinton Foundation? You want to see dishonesty.
Earlier today, Trump admitted that he had not yet made that $1 million donation, but soon will. Trump's answer to accusations of sexism is to focus on Hillary Clinton as an enabler of Bill Clinton's womanizing, who even defended him and badmouthed some of the women who accused him of misconduct. But back in the 90s, Trump himself defended Bill Clinton and called some of his accusers losers.
He is really a victim himself.
Who cares? He defended Bill Clinton a long time ago. Who cares? He's not defending him now. All right, so he's in the state. He's coming through. We've got votes coming up. It's exciting. It's exciting, isn't it? And our own little state is on the national radar, at least briefly, at least to show off our fantastic police force. And we got a phone call. Thanks for the call, the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Jeff.
Jeff, what's going on?
Haven't mentioned yet if Susana Martinez went to that thing yesterday.
Maybe she went to Maybe she went to the thing yesterday to accept the VP nomination.
So you don't know? Some guy called into Rush Limbaugh yesterday and said that she had said she was too busy to go.
Oh, really? That is hilarious. I didn't hear that.
It's a cowardly act of reverse discrimination, in my book, for her not to go because...
I'd like to see your book.
She's maybe because he's white and a non-Catholic, and she's a Catholic, so she might have been able to calm down that riot. So those people wouldn't have been waving Mexican flags and shooting and throwing rocks. So I don't know why she didn't attend, even if she wanted to say a few words of criticism about him.
Well, you've brought up a very interesting point. I'm now seeing this in the news, Jeff. You're doing the Lord's work here because I see an article that says Donald Trump, New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez not doing the job. So I guess that there's some bad blood there. I guess she's not going to be the vice presidential nominee.
Trump says she's not.
Yes.
Isn't doing her job, right?
Not doing the job is the quote. So I'm going to have
I'm sorry to interrupt because you want conversations.
Well, you know, it's kind of conversations better than just monologue, unless it's Hamlet. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I really appreciate you pointing that out. And so, but it sounds like you're on the Trump train.
Yeah. And you mentioned this Babu.
Sure. Babu, he sounds like a cartoon character, but he is actually a very patriotic gay sheriff out of Tucson.
Well, I think, just like what you said, something about people like him wouldn't want to use the Arizona National Guard or New Mexico National Guard or Army and Border Patrol, so that the good people aren't being told, don't go out and enjoy our scenery, or, you know, in the morning or when it's cool, not so hot, even in Arizona. Let these drug Mexican assassins run our lives so we can't do anything. Is that what this Babu's attitude is? It sounds like.
Well, no, Babu is, he's saying, don't be careful where you go outside, because there are news reports that there are, I believe, cartel assassins that have infiltrated into the Mexican, into the Arizona, lower Arizona border area. And so you could get taken out by one of those. I don't know why they would say something like that unless it was true. I mean, it was just kind of a very specific statement.
Well, maybe we should go. If they're going to be that way, maybe America should go on the offensive and push into Mexico, not make the border where it is, push them farther into Mexico.
Reopen the,
and you know, I don't care if I had to pay a little bit for tomatoes and some of these things that are imported from Mexico. If we're going to have to change our lives and be afraid and everything, it isn't, that NAFTA isn't worth it.
Yeah,
it isn't worth it just to save a little bit on tomatoes and then have to pay more for other things, higher taxes and stuff.
Yeah,
because of all the illegal alien things.
Well, I just wonder, the president always seems too busy to do stuff that would benefit just kind of random Americans, like sending in the National Guard or sending in the SEALs. Or, I mean, if I was the president and I heard reports that there were assassins that had infiltrated one of my states, I would be on that so fast, because it would be a great, great soundbite for the media too. You know, President O'Connell sends in a SEAL assassin team to fight the cartel or whatever. It just seems to me like this president takes a lot of pride in being inert in a lot of these situations where there's terrible things going on. I mean, it gives you a bad feeling.
Yeah, and now it's an insult to Vietnam veterans. Now we go over there and they're still communist and sell them weapons, and not, and as if China is now the bad guys, you know, that now China is so bad against Vietnam, so we're going to sell Vietnam a bunch of weapons. And then he'll go up to Japan and apologize. An apathetic, I don't know if you know what that word means, but
it's kind of indifferent.
It means like he'll be apologizing, but he won't be apologizing.
Yeah, like indifferent, like I just said. Like apathetic is not totally engaged. No passion.
This is apathetic. It's like there's apathetic.
You know, Jeff, I know exactly what it means, but I do appreciate you getting on the air to teach me some new vocabulary. Anything else?
Well, just as far as working conditions, like I heard, sounded like a Mexican-American complaining about his working conditions in a chicken processing plant or something.
Wearing diapers?
I don't know, but as far as criticizing China, I think their one-child policy is good, and a lot of these people, if they would just have one child, even if they have to work in a chicken processing plant, then they wouldn't need such high wages. They don't appreciate that the entrepreneur sets up a factory and creates a job with the best possible working conditions that they can do. But then these communists get in there that want to have about 5 or 10 kids, and then they think their wages aren't high enough for that, so or they'll be throwing rocks,
Jeff,
and shooting,
Jeff,
guns if they don't get food stamps.
Jeff, you're mixing all kinds of different things here. It's the communists that want to kill children so that there's only one child per family because they support ideas like global warming. So you're getting your message mixed up here a little bit. And there's a criticism of factories where people have to wear diapers because the bosses don't let them go to the bathroom. These are chicken factories in America. Are you in favor of that?
Oh, no, of course not.
All right. Oh, so here's a word for you to look up: apoplectic. That means like, you know, coming unhinged. That's your kind of a little bit phonetically related to apathetic. Anything else?
But anyway, yeah, Obama, he'll go to Japan and he'll have a big white
smile. I understand.
White teeth smile. And
yes, Jeff, thank you for the call. It's been wonderful catching up with you. Have a wonderful day. All right, folks, let's take a little break here. We'll come back and hear. Thanks for the, you know what? I love to learn new words, Jeff, and I really appreciate that. Let's take a little break here. Some Guy Clark, LA Freeway, and we're going to come back and hear the words of criticism from Trump on Susana Martinez, who's not apparently doesn't want to be considered for VP. And AM Las Cruces 1450 KOVE 523-1450 to call in at 805-6180 to text. We'll be right back. And yes, Guy Clark, by the way, just died. So great singer songwriter and a true kind of follower of Dylan. We'll be right back. All right, so this is kind of strange because, you know, Trump is in, he's in New Mexico, and Susana's name, Susana Martinez's name was prominently listed as one of the top potential VP choices, and now she has refused to go to the rally, and is now, and so, all right, so do you, if Susana took, you know, decided to disagree with Trump and avoid his rally, do you think that's a wise decision? So and I'm looking at, well, all right, so May 24th, CNN Politics, New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez won't be among the Republicans rallying nominee when Trump came into the state on Tuesday. Martinez has been openly critical of Trump's policies, says she's too busy and will skip Trump's rally, and says, quote, I'm the governor of New Mexico and I'm really focused on what's going on here in New Mexico, just like the announcement we just did with 100 new high-tech and research jobs. All right, so do you believe that it's a wise decision for Susana 523-1450 to skip the Trump rally and also to basically kind of like openly, you know, kind of openly go to war with Trump right before the election? Here's Trump taking a shot at Susana Martinez in Albuquerque. So I have to assume that not only is she is not supporting him, but I mean, obviously she's not. Not only is she not on, she's not open to being on the ballot, but she's not supporting him either. So he's the nominee for the party. She is publicly basically trying to embarrass him. And so who is she standing up for in doing that? Here's Donald Trump.
Since 2000.
Oh, hold on one second here. And this is from yesterday's rally.
Since 2000, the number of unemployed people in Albuquerque has nearly doubled. Come on, folks. What's wrong with you? It's your fault? Is it your fault or is it your government's fault? It's your government's fault. Since 2000, the number of people on food stamps in New Mexico has tripled. We have to get your governor to get going. She's got to do a better job, okay? Your governor has got to do a better job. She's not doing the job. Hey, maybe I'll run for governor of New Mexico. I'll get this place going. She's not doing the job. We got to get her moving. Come on, let's go, governor. Now, here's a beauty that you're going to all love. Syrian refugees are being relocated in large numbers to New Mexico. If I was governor, that wouldn't be happening. I couldn't care less. They say the governors have no choice. If I'm governor, I have a choice. Okay, believe me.
Very, very strong words. So do you think it is to the benefit of Susanna, who has been reelected? Is it to the benefit of Susanna? How does it benefit her? And how does it benefit New Mexico if we're at war with Donald Trump? I'm just asking. I'm not saying that I know. I mean, the upshot there being that in theory, Susanna could have been she could have been the vice president. If she came on the ticket, I'm not saying that she was asked, but if she was open to it and she came on the ticket, she could have run and been the vice president, and then she could have, in theory, if it was a successful presidency, she could have run, become the president. In theory, this is all theory, and the chances are highly against all this. But anyway, let's take a break here, LA Freeway, and let's get into the Syrian issue just a little bit. What Trump just said is true, and so as I had mentioned to Walt, the numbers of illegals coming across the border are skyrocketing. It's the most ever that have ever been recorded. And in addition to that, they're bringing in hundreds and hundreds. On last Monday, they started bringing in hundreds and hundreds of Syrian refugees. Come back and talk about that. Kelly Connell, 523-1450. And I don't have the text machine with me today, so just do your calls. We'll be right back. It's 641. On AM Las Cruces.
Pack up all your dishes. Make note of all good wishes. Say goodbye to the landlord for me. Some bitches always bored me. Throw out them L.A. papers and that moldy bag of vanilla wafers.
There's a story out there there's a whole bunch of stories that I wanted to get in here about some of the refugees going on, and I couldn't, it's weird, I couldn't find any video on it, but something from the State Department for the number of refugees coming in. This is from the Washington Times. State Department sets new single day record for Syrian refugees. And this is stuff that I had pointed out to Walt and when he was on the show about a week ago, it was 2 weeks ago. And he said that he hadn't seen any stories about the number of illegals coming over and such. And that he was, I guess he was doubtful that there was any difference, and that what the one record that we had set was sending more people back than ever before. And so the State Department admitted 80 Syrian refugees on Tuesday and 225 on Monday, setting a single day record. And Obama is trying to meet his target of 10,000 approvals this year, sparking renewed fears, they say, of the possibility of terrorists being in part of this group. And Jessica Vaughn, Policy Studies Director at the Center for Immigration Studies, said the Obama administration is on full throttle to admit as many people as possible before the time clock runs out on them. This is the classic scenario when political expediency trumps prudence and someone slips through who shouldn't have and tragedy ensues. So we've got this political will, and this is one of the things that liberalism is famous for, getting a consensus, where you get a consensus between all of these liberal elites, liberal leaders, that we need to do something, and then they all kind of jump on it, and it's got the feel of wisdom, it's got the feel of a mandate because it is agreed upon. But a lot of times the things that are agreed upon, like say bringing in Syrians to Europe and to America, might have a feel good sense to them, but the upshot, I mean, the thought behind it is very superficial, and the impact could be very negative. So here's what we know about the Syrian refugees is that they're paperless people. They don't have a way to check their backgrounds. We don't know who they were. That's one of the problems. Another problem is that a lot of these people that are coming from the Middle East to America claim that they're Syrian or any other status or any other background, they don't really know where they're from because we don't have a deep understanding of the Middle East and the difference between the various countries. How would you look at someone from Iraq, for example, or Iran or Jordan or any of these other places and know that one person was you know, Jordanian and another was Syrian? How would you possibly know that? And I don't think that, you know, the languages are a problem for us to understand. And there is this sense of do-goodism. And there is this very weird onus that Obama has put on the people. We have to do the right thing, but he's going to define what the right thing is. For example, the right thing was not stopping the Syrian war after putting a red line in the sand. Even though probably a million people have been killed, he stepped away from that very famously. But it's the right thing for us to take in all of the refugees that are a result of it. Let's take a little break and come back and talk just a little more on the Syrian issue. And we've got weird news coming up. 648 Kelly O'Connell AM Las Cruces on 1450 KOBE, 523-1450 to call in. We will be back.
40 bags of vanilla wafers. Adios to all this concrete. Gonna give me some dirt road back streets.